Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to my scary Sunday, sluts. I'm just in my room. So much anxiety. Huge night last night. So much fun, but like it's such a struggle right now. But I'll get through it. I'm a podcast machine feeding my Germaniacs. Sorry to the stupid little pricks that send me the DM saying that I'm being like really harsh to my mom and like, she's so nice and you should give her budgie back. Can you shut your fucking faces, okay? I'm sick of hearing about it. Trust me, you don't know her. She's a bitch. Oh my God. Speaking of mom's her budgie, little Nahugan. So I'm trying to get him to love me more. So I've been like letting him out of his cage just to fly around the apartment. He loves it. I mostly do it in Amber's room because, like, I don't really want the bird shit on my clothes and, like, my stuff's, like, more valuable than hers. So, yeah. Carl got really pissed off, actually, because there was this huge pile of budgie shit on his work hard hat, like a little stalactite. Also, I'm trying to teach Nahugan to say, buckle up, sluts. Like, you can train budgies to say stuff. So I'm just, like, repeating it around like a parrot, just in his face all day. Like, buckle up, sluts. But it's not working. Anyway, huge week of Germaniacs. Let's record this bitch. This week on Germazing, my date with Sebastian, the infected nipple ring, sleep singing, chocolate brown lip liner, carrying a fry pan in my bum crack, and is the laundry monster really my soulmate? Your weekly dose of fashion, health and fitness, and love life advice from the problematic princess, the budgie whisperer. She puts the who in Nahugan. I'm Germaine, Jamie. I'm woke, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, and I'm shamazing. Mummy need coffee. Hashtag strugging. So, I've got anxiety because last night was epic. We went out in dubs. So it was me and Amber, Carl, and all my diversity humans, my gals, the PIC, the Asian and the albino, plus Sebastian. It was kind of a date, but like he just joined us and like, and I just went rogue on the bottomless spicy mugs and like espresso martinis. I wore this really quiche outfit. Like I wanted to impress Sebastian and like make him want to fuck me. So I wore my like high-waisted pants, with the pleats and the pinstripe with a nude heel to kind of like elongate the legs, legs for days, Amber said, as we were leaving, my cutout crocheted crop top in, the citrus orange one. And the cutout showed like pretty much most of my tits, which was like cute. My cow print baguette bag. Makeup wise, I did kind of like a really dramatic like double winged eyeliner in like a pastel lime green with the glitter. Also, I did like a chocolate brown lip liner as well, just around the edges. Amber thought I'd had a fantail just before we left, but lols. Hair in a sidey as huge. Sebastian fucking loved it. He's like, oh my God, you scrub up, all right? I'm like, oh my God, are you like 80? Anyway, we were pretty much inseparable the whole night. I was like chewing his ear off, like going chronologically through my whole life story, like year by year. The diversity girls were going off on the D floor. Like I wanted to dance, but like Sebastian doesn't dance and they were having so much fun. I saw the Asian do a death drop and I was like, oh my God, like get me on the D floor. Sora Sebastian, I don't want to be a bitch, but like he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Like, I kind of glazed over whenever he spoke. He talked about his music producing, and I told him my dream of doing an album of originals, and he seemed pretty keen. He kept staring down at my, like, nipple piercing. It was kind of, like, poking out of my cutout, just, like, revealing itself behind some crochet. And it's like, it's still healing, so he might have just been looking at the Band-Aid. It's weeping a little bit, so yeah, it could have been the pus catching his eye. Anyway, we kind of kissed, but like not really. Like, I kind of just like went in for it, but like I was super drunk, but I like kind of slipped and I just kissed his chin. Yeah, there's a lot of landing space on that thing, so yeah, hard to miss. Yeah, we just lolled a lot. I didn't mention him cheating in his seven, but I told him we'll hash that out at some point. Nothing happened, by the way, Shemaniacs. Don't worry. We didn't go home together. I've got my period anyway, so, like, I didn't want him to, like, wear the Domio grin. So, yeah, it was such a fucking great night. I slept in and missed my baker's shift too, but... YOLO. I got like this threatening text from Lorraine, the manager, and she's like, I've got a strike and one more no-show and I'm fired, which would actually be like, fuck my life because of like re-income. Oh my God. Speaking of the sugar grandpa, that's where we left it last week when he like waved to me. So, I'm trying to like get to know him because like he waved from the car and stuff, and but he keeps like ignoring me at the window. It's like, I don't know what to do. Like he's just like pulling the blinds down, just kind of looking away. Like I've stood like butt naked in the window, like right up against the glass. It's like a full length window. And I just stand there like biting one finger and kind of, yeah, he just looks away and he ignores me. Rich guys are always like play hard to get, I find. Anyway, I'm going to have a bath to like sort this anxiety out. More later, Germaniacs. Hi, Germaniacs. I'm just in the bath. I'm really chilled out now. Just having some of Amber's loose leaf skinny me tea. Got a little relaxing candle going, just the one that Carl gave Amber for their 1 month anniversary. Just stole it from her room. I've released little Nahurigan into Amber's room again too. He was getting a bit restless in the cage. Yeah, when I left, he was just like sitting on her pillow. It's time for this week's Ask Shemay. So we've got an incredible human here with an interesting question.
Jemaine, I was just wondering if you have like any workout tips or anything. Just like, I feel like a fat heifer right now and I need to fix it, but
yeah,
I just like donuts too much.
Great question, honey. First of all, let's face it, guys, gyms are fucking expensive. It's like, I'm not gonna like slice sourdough for like 2 hours to like pay for some stupid fucking personal trainer to tell me what to fucking do. So, what I do is I do all my exercise, workouts, everything. I do it all myself in the comfort of my own home. So firstly, the main one I do is like, I just run up and down the corridor, between my room and Amber's, just to get a workout there. It's kind of like an interval training thing. Like I go really fast, when I go past the laundry monster, obvs, when I'm just like shitting myself and then I just go back to a normal pace. So it's sort of like the on and off thing. I also do this thing where like I'll put all my shoes like in this sack and I kind of like tie it around my waist and then I just like drag myself up the corridor. It's really heavy. And then obviously I go really fast when I go past the laundry. So yeah, it's like a really good workout. What else? Oh, you know how if you're like carrying heaps of stuff when you're naked and like both your hands like full, so you put your phone in your butt cheeks just to carry it around just in the crack. Well, I've taken that principle, and what I do is for workouts, I'll carry like a really heavy like a cast iron fry pan just in my butt cheeks. Just like I'll clench onto like the handle. usually like it's really heavy, so like you'll have to clench like really hard. And yeah, I just walk around the house, like I'll do it for like an hour, just like, yeah, just squatting to release it, plops out. Yeah, I do some like low impact stuff too. Like I'll spin Amber's like stop slow sign back and forth, to, like work out my like wrist zone. That can be good. That's just a new one I've started doing this week. What else? I find like I've got a Fitbit. And I'm always trying to like get my stats up. Like, and what I find is like nothing does that better than masturbating, because like your hands like moving up and down. And so I've been using Amber's room, just like sitting like on her side of the bed, just in front of the mirrored wardrobes, just to get me going. And I'll just go for it like really violently with my Fitbit on. Yeah, what I do is like I fill up a stocking with like Amber's big like 2 liter shampoo bottles. Like they're really heavy. So then I'll tie the stocking to my wrist while I'm masturbating. So it's like really heavy. So my arm has to work like extra hard. It's kind of cool. It's really good for like the biceps and the wrist again. Yeah, just a general kind of arm workout. Also, while I'm doing that, I'll incorporate like the feet too into like sliding like the mirrored wardrobe doors from side to side, which is great for the calves, just general cardio. It's hard to kind of get your head around, like you've got the thing around your wrist, you're masturbating, and you're also like doing that with your feet. It's quite a challenge like physically, but that's also, you know, great workout. Amber walked in on me yesterday doing it actually, and just yelled at me to stop. Yeah, she's all like, so that's who's been squatting on my mirror. Anyway, so hope that helps, mate. Yeah, from one heifer to another, good luck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just got home from work, shemaniacs. I can't believe I actually have to fucking work. Fuck my life. It's such a fucking struggle. I'm just like neglecting my whole influencer life. It's been like a massive content drought, so in sozzies. Hang on a sec. I'm just going to release Lil Nahugan in my room. There you go. Buckle up, slats. Stupid thing. When's he going to say it? So anyway, huge goss. So Sugar Gramps comes into Baker's to buy bread, and he's so nice. Oh my God, he's in his like little stripy polo tucked into his navy shorts and his New Balances, the little socks. And oh my God, hair slicked back. Like he just looked rich. It was all like stuff his wife had picked out. Oh my God, his wife was there too. She was so cute, this like cute old lady. And he goes to her, this is our neighbor. I was going to give like a fake name for a sec, but I was like, why, you fucking idiot? It's like, so I said my real name, so now they can stalk me on Gram, and see how many followers I've got. He was talking about like the house, like that the place they've got, they've had it for like 20 years, and it's like this two-story penthouse apartment with like a rooftop terrace with ocean views and a spa. And I was like, when's the party? And they laughed. It was so good to kind of like connect and like lay the foundations. And yeah, I don't want to be a bitch too, but the wife looked a little bit sick. So, anyway, so yeah, it was just really cute. And I'm just glad I've like made that like contact. Wait a sec. Just got a text from Sebastian. Any song ideas yet? Oh my God, he's so cute. I'm really starting to fall for Sebastian. I'm totally like torn, because it's like Sugar Gramps could like still be like a thing, especially now that we've like met. And he's rich, and I don't know. I don't want to be that shallow, but it's like I don't know. I want to go on another date with Sebastian. He said he'd teach me how to sup, but like, as if I'm going on that fucking thing again, no way. I was going to get him over tonight, but like, I've still got my period and I don't want to put ketchup on the corn dog for our first time. Oh my God, shut up. Can you guys hear that? It's the builders. They're doing the laundry. They're ripping all the tiles off. Oh my God, I haven't even fucking told you guys. The laundry monster's gone. Oh my God. So the landlord decided to like renovate the laundry. So like they're redoing the tiles. That's them like ripping them off right now, if you can hear that. They're painting it. They're replacing the exhaust fan. So like I had to say a final goodbye to the laundry monster last night. It was so sad. He's like, I was making these scary noises like in the middle of the night. So just like I poked my head out. We chatted about the renos and how we'd have to like move on. And then I just like, I opened the door wide enough so he could like see me naked as kind of like a parting gift for him. Yeah, I was just like shyly kind of covering my bits with my head like tilted down and like, then I just like glance up seductively, kind of like biting my bottom lip. He was into it. I mean, he's gay if he wasn't. But yeah, his final words were really emotional. It was like, we were chatting and I was like, I missed you, laundry monster. And he goes, Jamais, you're so fucking quiche. We'll meet again in another lifetime. Then he said, and this is like really hit home hard. He goes, Jamais, your soulmate is right in front of your eyes. And I'm like, Sebastian? Or does he mean sugar grabs? Like, I was so torn. Like, they're both in front of my fucking eyes. Unless he means, like, himself, because he's standing in front of me. But, like, that's never going to work out. Like, I draw the line at monsters. Like, duh. So I was talking to Sebastian yesterday for like hours on the phone. We're talking heaps. And the whole thing about like my album came up, like I brought it up, and how he's going to produce it. And he goes, I'm good at beats, but like I'm not good at like melodies and lyrics. And I'm like, we're like a match made in heaven, Sebastian, because like that's pretty much my main area. So he's like, how do you normally come up with songs? And I told him my method. I said, well, my usual process is like I'll sleep sing something during the middle of the night. And it's like really catchy. And then the next morning I'm just like, wow, what an amazing song. So usually I get it on my my sleep talk app, which like just triggers whenever I say something during the night. And then I'll just get up in the morning, I'll replay the song, I'll check for songs, and if there's a good song there, I'll just like sit at the piano and try to like work it out. And yeah, that's just been my method since I was like a little girl, and I've written a lot of songs. So last night I put the app on, and I said some really weird stuff, but also I ended up singing kind of like, I think it's like a pretty good song. So just gonna play it for you guys. So here it is.
Why did I shoplift the nail polish?
Oh no, not that one. That's not the one. Here it is. This is the song.
Amber's kind of hot.
Oh shit, not that one. One of these is the song. I think it's this one.
The albino's a fucking bitch.
No, not that one. Oh, here it is. This is the song. Okay.
If you see my hoo-hoo, all the children say they got ninkle, the whack of the doodle, the cleaners on the way.
So I know it's kind of weird, but it's also kind of catchy. So the lyrics are like, have you seen my hoo-hoo? All the children say, they go ningle whack the doodle, the cleaner's on the way, say hey, 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 nay, nay, fay. So today I've just been like mucking around the piano, just like fleshing it out, trying to give like Sebastian like a little demo to work with. So this is it so far. Have you seen my hoo-hoo? all the children say. They go ningo whack the doodle. The cleaner's on the way. Say hey, 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 nay, nay, fay. I think it's got like potential, like maybe like an 80s style beat or like a rap section, like a guest rapper or something. I don't know. Or, Seb's the production genius, so yeah, I'll leave it up to him. It could go viral on TikTok, Mabes. Fingers crossed. Hey, little Nahugan. He's just like flapping over my head there. Having a good little fly, are we? Oh my God. Wait, fuck. Sugar Gramps is at the window. What? He's waving at me. Okay, I'm going to go over and say hi. Hi, I'm waving back. What is he doing? Oh, fuck, he's writing a sign. Oh, my God, he's holding it up. Come over for a spa. What the hell? Oh, my God, you maniacs. He wants me to come over. Like, is it just like him? I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to write a note back. Okay, where's my Sharpie? Okay, this writing back. What about your wife? Okay, I'm going to hold it up. Okay, he's reading it. Fuck, he's writing something back. Fuck. Oh, fuck, he's writing. Oh my God, he's holding it up. She's away. Oh my fucking God, Christ in heaven, Germaniacs. My fucking prayers have been answered. He wants me. Is Sugar Gramps my fucking soulmate? Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna get ready. I gotta go shave my legs. I'll tell you guys what happens next week. Oh my God, Illy Germaniacs, Zakish. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Nahugan. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!